trying to call and cut some Saturday, so Lisa speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Leslie Jones, and we have a bill pending on our visa that I didn't authorize, and I'd like to find out what's going on, what it's about.
Okay, can I get your zip code, please?
Yeah, it's 23883.
And your first and last name?
Leslie Jones.
And can you verify that shipping address?
My what?
Shipping address. Can you verify your shipping address?
60 Tappahannock 100 in Surrey, Virginia.
Okay. So on your account, I do see that you purchased some AirPods, the headphones.
That I purchased headphones?
Mm-hmm.
No. I got a notice about an email that some shipping date was being changed on, which had nothing to do with any earphones or anything. And when I went to that, checked the email, it asked me to fill out a short survey and that of satisfaction, and it would enter me in some kind of contest. And then it notified me that I had won a set of earphones, and I was only required to pay shipping on it.
Yes, ma'am. So you did purchase the AirPods. So with those, it's a 14-day trial. They gave you those to try out to see if you like them.
That's
not.
Okay, that there was nothing, there was no small print or anything. It merely told me I had won them as a gift and that if I would pay the shipping, that was all that was required.
Yes, ma'am, if you read the terms and conditions, it explains everything.
There was nothing like that on there.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Is it too much for you, or like?
I was just accepting. I was accepting a prize that I had won. I was not trying to purchase anything. And now two more bills have gone on. I don't know what they're for, but I want them taken off.
Yes, ma'am. Are you speaking about the $69.97 and $64.97?
Yes. Yeah. I don't know what. I don't even know what it's for.
Yes, ma'am, that's for not canceling within the 14 days.
Huh. Okay. Well, none of this was, I was, when I received the email, not offering any, it had nothing to do with any sales or any products, and the email said that my shipping date had changed, and I had ordered linens for my mother-in-law. And I thought that might be, you know, what it was about. When it said, you know, go to this link. When I went to the link, it did not answer my question. It never told me anything about what my shipping was going to be on my product, which, you know, anyway, it said it was Amazon. Are you with Amazon?
We're a different company.
All right. So this was a scam of some kind because it was an Amazon survey asking me to please answer a 5-question survey, and that if I would answer the survey, it would enter me in a drawing for earphones. When I answered the survey, it said, congratulations, you have won 3 earphones. If you will pay the shipping charge, we'll send it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to be charged anything other than the $5.99 I agreed to.
Yes, ma'am, I understand that, but it's in the terms and conditions, like, I cannot tamper with those charges.
So, well, if you don't, I'm already reporting it as fraud.
Yes, ma'am,
so
I understand.
You need to either refund my money or I'm gonna report you as, oh, well, I am already reporting you as fraud, and I've already, Navy Federal, my visa already told me that they're having problems with this Focus Max Nature thing, which I had no idea what that was. Nobody ever showed me any products. Nobody ever discussed any products with me. They merely told me that I had won something. I had sight unseen, and I thought, well, for $5.99, I suppose, you know, it's probably worth something.
Yes, ma'am.
And I haven't even seen the products yet.
They ship to you.
Well, they may have, but they went to an address where I'm not even there. It's 60 Tappahannock 100, but I'm not even there. We moved on April 1st, and so I can't even see what I've got or anything that it says inside the package, which I shouldn't have needed to because it said it was a free prize that I was winning.
You said that address. What's your old address?
60 Tappahannock 100.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So it went to that address in April.
Well, that, I mean, at the time that I received that notice, I don't know, it might possibly have been April, but we were in the process of moving, and I'm gone from that house now.
Yes, ma'am. But it says that it shipped there and you received it.
The problem is I did not purchase anything, and I did not in any way agree to purchase anything. I only was told I won something, period. Nobody said there was any trial date or that I needed to try something out or anything. It was a gift, period.
Okay.
It's going to be taken off one way or the other. And if it's taken off by force through my visa, they're going to report you as fraud.
Okay, I understand that. Could you give me a second?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So with that, I can offer you a 35% refund.
Okay, you can offer me a refund?
A 35%.
No, I don't want this product. I don't even want it. I don't even know what it is, but I certainly don't want it if I have to pay more than the shipping. This is just for earphones?
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, why do I have two different shipping? I mean, two different charges pending.
Because you got it twice.
That's crazy. Why would I have even ordered it twice?
I'm guessing you took the survey twice.
Well, I may have taken the survey twice, but I didn't know that I was winning something twice. But in any case, it was supposed to be something that I was winning. The only reason I answered the email was it said, for more information about the change in your shipping date, please go to this link. So that was a scam. And if you can't refund 100%, it's going to be reported as a scam. And I'm not going to be paying for it anyway. Navy Federal said they would deny payment.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. Let me see about this account.
What does it show? What are they telling you that this agreement or contract is about?
Like, it's a policy, because it was a 14-day trial, and so with that being a 14-day trial, you really can't refund the AirPods.
Yeah, but
what are
your employers telling you this? What is this business that they're telling you it is?
The name of the brand.
No, is this supposed to be a business where people go online and go shopping and choose a product and buy it from you?
No, I mean, I'm a customer service. I represent the company.
So you don't even know who you're working for?
Yes, I do know, but it's many companies.
Okay. Well, what I'm telling you is that I didn't go online shopping for anything.
Yes, ma'am. I can just cancel your account.
Yes, please. Why would I even have an account? And you'll refund me 100%?
I can't refund you 100%.
Well, it will be refunded. I mean, refund me whatever you can, but I've already reported this. I was called by Navy Federal about it because they're alerting me that this company's scamming people. My visa was actually blocked because of this charge.
So you made a dispute?
Yes, I told. Well, I didn't make a dispute. They called me. They initiated this, and I had not seen it yet. I guess it's pending, so I hadn't seen the bill yet. And I said, "Yes, you're right. This I didn't order anything. I don't know why there's any charge." That I agreed to a $5.99 shipping charge for a prize that I had won about a month ago, and that's the only thing. There's no contract. There's no nothing as far as some sort of agreement for purchase, or I don't even know what you mean by contract.
Okay.
I mean, what do you see there? What is the contract you're talking about?
No, it's a 14-day trial. I'm talking about the trial. This in the terms and conditions.
Mm.
It's in fine print. In a box.
It's what?
It was in a box when you put your card number in and stuff like that.
Well, I still have the email, and I'm sending it to Navy Federal so they can see all the information. Because I've looked at it. I received an email saying your shipping date for your package has been changed. Please go to this link. And I go to that, and it doesn't tell me anything about my shipping date, but it says we would like you to fill out a survey for Amazon telling us if you're satisfied with our shipping policies. I filled it out, and they said, when you fill it out, you will be entered into a drawing for a prize. And then after I filled it out, they said, congratulations, you have been selected to win a free pair of earphones or something. And for $5.99 shipping, we'll send them to you. There was no small print. There was no purchase agreement or anything. And if you're not aware of that, you need to know this is who you're working for. Or at least this company, Focus Max Nature. I mean, if you're working for multiple companies, I can't speak for the other ones. But this is a pure scam.
Okay, give me a second while I talk to my supervisor.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. So with the air bus, I can't offer you a 50% refund.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
And if there's anything ongoing, because my visa company told me that I may have been placed on some kind of automatic, some kind of purchase club or something where I'm going to keep getting things. Is that the way this is set up?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so there wouldn't be anything sent in the future. Anyway, either way.
No, ma'am.
Okay, all right. All right, well, yes, I'd like to have a refund. You have my visa there, not right?
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 sec while I get it done.
Okay.
I'm still here. Just give me a second. I'm getting it done.
All right.
All right, do you have a pen and paper for your cancellation number?
Yes, I do.
Okay, it's C as in cancel.
I'm sorry, B as in?
C as in cancel.
Oh, okay, C.
438.
Uh-huh.
62.
62.
And that'll be all.
Okay. All right. You know, I think it's good for you to know that I don't know who. Do you work for more companies besides Focus Max Nature as a customer service? You said there are a bunch of companies.
Yes, ma'am. It's like over 100. I'm just a customer service, and I just read like their policies and go by the policies.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, just want you to know that this thing that was going on with me was a scam from whoever, whether it was Focus Max Nature or whoever initiated an email to me and sent me to a link telling me that I needed to check on shipping. you know, which had nothing to do with the company. And then sending me telling me in order to find out the information, I had to go to a link. The link tells me before they'll tell me I'm supposed to fill out a survey. And it leads me down a trail where I think, you know, I'm distracted. Oh, wow, this is cool. They gave, you know, the survey, I got earplugs or something for finding out now. And then they never tell me about my shipping.
Right.
You know, the original question on the email or the issue was, go here and find out about your shipping date changes. And it never led to that. And that's why when I got it again, I went to it again. I thought, well, maybe it was just a mistake and it came to a dead end and I couldn't, you know, I wanted to find out if there were changes in the shipping date. So I responded to another email that said the same thing. I just want you to know, and I want you to tell your supervisor that this Focus Max Nature is a pure scam.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
So how you have my Visa number there, right?
You said, do I have your Visa number?
Yeah, you're refunding this back onto my Visa, right?
Yes, ma'am. I only had the last 4 digits.
Okay, and what's that you have there?
Let me see. Give me 1 second, it's loading. It's 7373.
Right, yeah, that's right, okay. All right, I'm just telling you that for your information, and I think you should definitely pass it on to your supervisor and press her to pass it on to somebody above. Because you guys don't really want to be working for a company that's scamming people.
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a good day.